Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan has cleared his first hurdle on the way to becoming director of the Office of Management and Budget. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee gave him the nod, even though some members weren't thrilled with his answers to their questions. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now to recap the drama and tell us everything else the busy committee did yesterday that could impact federal agencies. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, where did the drama come in Secretary Sean Donovan's confirmation hearing?
Well, what was interesting about the confirmation hearing yesterday was it was really a vote. And the vote said, you know, everyone said he's going to be a good director of OMB. He's smart. He brings a lot of necessary skills really to build on the progress of Sylvia Burwell, who left to be HHS secretary earlier this month. But several of the Republican committee members really voiced displeasure in how Donovan responded to what they call questions for the record. Tom Coburn is the committee's ranking member.
I would voice in front of the committee, we had the same problem with him as we did with Jay Johnson. I got back 7 instances of language to QFRs that were lifted from the president's budget. I got 6 that were identical copied to Ms. Burwell's answers to this committee. I got 3 instances where it was pasted on to questions we asked for the record that were identical to what he'd answered to other questions in the record. And on today's nomination, I'm not going to vote for him. I'm not going to vote against him today. I want to have a frank conversation, because if you're not paying attention to the answers of this committee, you may not be paying attention when we have you before our committee to give us things. And I'm really disappointed in this. This is a measure of management, how you answer questions to Congress. And if you're going to let the ledge shop paste answers that aren't your answers to questions, what that says is whatever. And that's not the Sean Donovan I know.
Now, you heard Senator Coburn there talk about QFRs, questions for the record. It's one of the many, many acronyms we can all live by in the federal world. But Senator Tom Carper said, you know, later on during the hearing that, hey, the White House actually did resend over answers to those QFRs, questions for the record, that included real answers. But obviously, the initial approach didn't make several lawmakers happy. And it wasn't just Senator Coburn, but Senator McCain, Senator Portman, Senator Johnson all responded with kind of displeasure about how they answered. Again, now Donovan did pass through the committee by a vote of 8-1. So now he does move on to the full Senate for full debate and a vote.
It's amazing what passes for drama in the city of Washington, D.C. So the committee also approved several other bills, including FITARA and FISMA. That is the Acquisition Reform Act and Information Security Management Act. What's the takeaway from those bills, Jason?
Yeah, we talked about those bills the other day in great detail, and we have a full link on federalnewsradio.com. So I'm not going to really go into all the specifics here, but let's start with the beginning. First off, the committee passed both FITARA and FISMA updates, very key changes to how agencies handle technology. Under the FITARA bill, Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, Carper says there's been few changes to the roles of the federal CIO really since 1996 when Congress passed into law the Clinger-Cohen Act. He says that's the major reason and major focus area for FITARA. Now, Senator Coburn says his goal in terms of co-authoring the bill was really to take a more narrow and focused approach around key issues related to IT reform. This is dissimilar to what the House version looks like, which is much more broad. Coburn says it's going to keep agencies moving in the right direction to get better value out of their technology investments. But another senator, Carl Levin, says he has some concerns over FITARA.
Because of what the GAO has recommended to us over at the Armed Services Committee, and it's because of a number of think tanks which have made recommendations to us that we have reorganized the CIO and created a new management officer for the Pentagon. It's just simple. The Pentagon needs a total change in terms of management of their business operations. And Senator Coburn has very clearly identified that in the area of information technology. So what we have done in our bill is something different from what is in this bill, but it's aiming at the exact same problem which Senator Coburn has identified. We don't have a CIO identified as a CIO in our bill, but rather we combine it with a chief management officer and create a new chief management officer with much greater authority, particularly over IT.
Now, you heard Levin talk about our bill. That bill he's discussing is the Defense Authorization Bill, which is working its way through the Senate right now. Now, he says both staffs will work together, the committees on the committee staffs work together to deal with these inconsistencies and figure how to work it out before either of those bills go to the Senate floor. Now, the issue is the House version of FITARA at one point did not include DOD. Now it does include DOD on the Senate version, and that's where Levin's concerns come in. Now, as for FISMA, the Federal Information Security Management Act, that's been in need of an update for more than a decade. Carper says he's confident in the changes to FISMA that are going to make the government more secure.
One of the challenges for us has been to figure out how do we balance the responsibilities of OMB and the Department of Homeland Security in this regard. And do we think we've come to a good spot? And basically, if I could use an analogy here, the job of OMB is to steer the boat. The job of OMB is to set the policy, to be the, if you will, the enforcer. The job of DHS is to help row the boat. And they work at this together. And I think we've come to a very good understanding and agreement on what that policy should look like going forward. DHS, in terms of in the past, their ability to protect their own domain in the .gov world has been less than sterling. And now we get, I think, every year the performance of, I think, just about every major federal agency is evaluated. And DHS now is ranked in first place among federal agencies for its own FISMA compliance. As we call it, leadership by example.
Now, Carper says there's one part he'd still like to deal with in the bill, which is codifying the Einstein Intrusion Protection and Detection Program, and he's working with DHS on that. Now, there were several other votes as well throughout the business meeting yesterday. Let me just highlight one other bill. The committee also approved a substitute amendment for the Government Reports Elimination Act of 2014. This bill actually would let agencies eliminate 57 reports that are no longer needed. And these range from everything from a DHS report on the prohibition of importation of products made with dog and cat fur to EPA's Great Lakes Management Comprehensive Report and many, many others. And in fact, OMB just yesterday also released their new report outlining 74 more reports that would go away or be consolidated. These suggestions follow about 350 had already suggested to Congress that are considered redundant or duplicative and they'd like to get rid of. So as you see, there's just some momentum is building to get rid of these reports that people feel like, why are we doing this anymore?
Yeah, real quick story. I read a story once about a new federal manager who the first year did a really good, thorough job at doing a report to Congress, realized nobody read it, and the next year just didn't really bother doing it, and nobody said anything.
Exactly. I think that was in the Washington Post. They looked at this issue in great detail. It was a great, great little anecdote about just what happens to all these reports that are done year after year.
Or it doesn't happen. We're speaking to Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So what has reaction been to the committee's movements yesterday?
Mostly around FITARA. I think most have been very positive from industry and other experts. I spoke with Daniel Castro, who is a senior analyst with the IT Innovation Foundation. He says giving CIOs more control over what's going on in their agencies is among the most significant provisions in the bill. He says it's going to really bring more accountability into the IT and acquisition process. I also caught up with Erica McCann. She's a manager for federal procurement policy at the IT Alliance for the Public Sector. She says the Senate version would give the CIOs more flexibility to solve some of the problems that we've seen over the last few years, especially around IT. And it's also going to help bring new ways to oversee and make more transparent the status of federal IT programs.
I think that having that involvement and that risk management practice built in, I think is going to be very helpful for the federal government in general, because it will stop sort of a runaway project from advancing if it has the ability to do that assessment every quarter. There was a section on the portfolio stat process. Now, this is newer to FITARA. We've seen kind of an allusion to it in the past, but there's a new section in this bill that really codifies that portfolio stat process, which is another risk management process that the federal government goes through on major IT acquisitions. And so you see two key focuses there on trying to figure out what risk management practices need to be implemented. What is making some of these different programs successful, and how can we actually implement that on a wider fashion? I think we've been inconsistent, and having this in legislation and giving the CIO the actual authority to continue to do this review and continue to be involved, I think is going to be a major benefit down the road.
Now, McCann says the Senate version, though, did drop out several key provisions that were in the House bill. ITAP said that around cloud, website consolidation, acquisition workforce should have been kept in, so they were a little disappointed about that decision. But according to Mark Forman, it's not so surprising that the Senate dropped out some of those provisions on cloud, website, and acquisition workforce. Mark Forman is a former OMB administrator in the Office of IT and E-Government and now the Vice President of IT Services and Cloud Services for TASC. Forman, who actually helped write the Clinger-Cohen Act nearly 20 years ago, says the Senate has traditionally focused more on management issues, and he says FITARA is taking a more sophisticated approach to those risk management issues around IT projects. Forman says he's not convinced, however, that giving CIOs more authority makes 100% sense.
The head of the department is going to manage the way that they think is best in the interest of the country and the interest of that department. If this legislation gets interpreted such that a new head of the agency, or every time you bring in a CIO, the existing head of the agency says, here are the authorities, here's how I am interpreting the authorities for the CIO, then I think it could be very productive.
Now, Forman says he's also excited about a few other provisions in the FITARA bill, specifically the renewed focus called on by the Senate for the use of shared services. Now, one other aside around the FISMA bill, Forman also says that it was kind of strange that Congress is calling on OMB to change a circular. One of the main points of the FISMA reform bill is for OMB to cancel Circular A-130, and then release interim guidance before completing a major update so agencies can move toward continuous diagnostics and mitigation. He goes, usually Congress doesn't get involved at that level, so it's a little strange that they are getting involved with the A-130 level. But anyways, that's something that's coming down the road. We'll see where all these bills end up.
All right, busy day for the Senate and busy day for Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
Thank you.